going to get a headache today before it's all said and done. I can promise you that. Yeah. You ever notice how sometimes you just get a headache early in the day, you know? Everything's a struggle sometimes. Everything is a struggle sometimes. Anyhow, let's see what we've got here. A couple of things have been hanging out on my list for a couple of days. Mr. Anthony, how about bite number three? Bite number three is the next contestant here. And then bite number eight. But we'll start with number three because the World Health Organization, we hear all these things going on about disease X. The next pandemic, 100 times worse than da-da-da-da-da. At the same time, coming up on May the 28th, a little less than 5 weeks hence, the World Health Organization is working overtime to shove through this so-called treaty, which is not a treaty, but acts like a treaty. I don't know what they call it. It's a letter of agreement or some damn thing. So that if there's a declaration of a health crisis globally, the World Health Organization will be in charge of 190 countries. The answer is no, absolutely not. We should not do this terrible idea. Terrible idea. And trust me, it is a terrible idea. But I want you to hear what they're saying. Bite three, roll it.
It allows a board at the World Health Organization to either declare an actual emergency or declare an anticipated emergency. There doesn't have to be any evidence. There is no evidence standard at all. So this is actually worse than what happened in COVID because they don't even have a standard that says they have to isolate a pathogen. They don't have to isolate anything. What they have to do is simply say, we think that there is a reason to declare an emergency. And as such, we therefore have the ability to suspend travel, to actually penalize member states. There's a very big clause inside of the treaty that actually has penalties on member states for noncompliance. So, yes, the Tedros official statement is, oh, no, everybody still has their sovereignty. Kind of like New York had sovereignty during the pandemic. So if you feel good about how New York treated everybody during the pandemic, then you're probably saying.
Yeah, if you like the way New York treated everybody during the pandemic, you'll be happy about this. I wasn't happy about the way Michigan got treated during the pandemic. So the World Health Organization is pushing through this, and they're not calling it a treaty because it's not a treaty. A treaty requires 67 votes in the United States Senate. 67 votes. Where do you think, when was the last time you think they got 67 votes in the U.S. Senate on any damn thing? And I don't have an answer for that. I don't have an answer on that. So, that's what they're pushing. Taking away sovereignty. They can declare climate change a health emergency. They could declare small arms, guns, an emergency, health crisis, and then come and say, well, you know, we can't do this and that. It's not that I don't trust the United Nations and the World Health Organization and, you know, the World Economic Forum. It's just that I don't trust any of them. Right. All right. So Hillary Clinton not well. Donald Trump leading in all the polls still, despite all the attacks on him, unjustified attacks. He continues to lead all the polling, does Donald Trump. And when I say Hillary Clinton's not well, she says that Donald Trump wants to be like Putin. Or she. I don't think Donald Trump killed anybody. Putin, she? Without question. Yeah, that's who he wants to be, says Hillary Clinton. How long can a sore loser beat the same old drum? I don't know. Here she is.
Putin does what he would like to do. Kill his opposition, imprison his opposition, drive, you know, journalists and others into exile, rule without any check or balance. That's what Trump really wants. And so we have to be very conscious of how he sees the world, because in that world, he only sees strongmen leaders. He sees Putin. He sees Xi. He sees Kim Jong-un in North Korea. Those are the people he is modeling himself after. And we've been down this road in our world history. We sure don't want to go down that again. And especially when my view, having negotiated with Putin, and knowing that one of the reasons he went after me is because he knew I would, you know, deal with him in an appropriate way, and Trump would basically do whatever he wanted.
Yeah, Trump could do whatever he wanted. And that's garbage. You know that. I'm just following up on this Monroe County crash. Marcella Chiduster, according to numerous sources now, has been confirmed as the driver. The former Swan Boat Club Commodore. It's kind of an honorary position. You get to wear the fedora, whatever. You kind of be like, you're the head poobah of the boat club. Well, she only lives 200 yards away. She drove into the place, killed children, ruined lives. Ruined lives. By the way, I'm going to leave that. I'll leave that for tomorrow. I'm going to give you one more thing about this $95 billion. This $95 billion that they approved yesterday and will be in front of the Senate today. How do you think they're going to pay for that? Where does that money come from? You. Comes from you, the taxpayer. More taxes on the way for you. Yeah, that's a fact. This part of the program brought to you by Great Lakes Pet Food. The best dog food you can buy is made in Michigan, not in China. It's made in Michigan. GreatLakesPetFood.com. The best dog food you're going to have ever. Chicken, turkey, pork, all well-made, high-quality right here in West Michigan. It's not Chinese junk. Your dog's going to love it, and more importantly, your dog's going to live. That's kind of key, isn't it? You want your dog to live through the dog food. That's right, you do. Great Lakes Pet Food. Have that dog food delivered to your doorstep anytime you want. Some final thoughts on this day in a moment.
Sure. There are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.